the members of staff are selected based on the need. So in some instances, we have to fill positions at the secretariat to assist the national coordinator. And we also have to ramp up the existing offices that we have. So for example, our embassy in Venezuela, our ambassador is the only person currently at the office with another locally engaged employee in Venezuela, but we will be sending reinforcements of about 2 or 3 persons to assist him, because in his position in Venezuela, he can strategically coordinate with other ambassadors in Venezuela. And then we have our embassy in Cuba, where the diplomatic corps is very large, both in Cuba and Venezuela. They are strategically placed to lead the charge in that respect and interact with their fellow ambassadors. And I know that currently, Ambassador Ellsworth John is the dean of the ambassadors. He would be leading the charge in that respect, and everybody would be feeding into the secretariat the relevant information, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as well as the Office of the Prime Minister. We will be doing our part to assist the secretariat.